Sex.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
In relationship news, Anthony, you might want to listen up to this one. Researchers in Australia have developed a new erectile dysfunction nasal spray. They spray it in your nose, and it works downstairs.
I don't want my nose to get hard. My nose has no problem getting hard. They're putting it in the wrong place. I guarantee you. They're in Australia. They're upside down. They don't understand.
Upside down. That's what it is. They probably meant put it in your backside.
Yes.
No. So what they're saying is it works in just 5 minutes compared to any pill like Cialis, Viagra that takes, take an hour to kick in. And the reason why it's better is because something that takes a long time to kick in, people tend to take more of it. Like, oh, it's probably not working. Let me take a second one. And that's how you end up in the emergency room because your erection has lasted more than 4 hours. So this is just you put it up your nose.
I'm just thinking about changing my buddy's label on their Nasonex to this. Just sitting back at the bar and waiting.
That'd be the best prank ever.
Hey, two more. Keep doing at it. It'll clear up soon. You sit back and you bet with your other buddies to see how long it takes.
His nose is still running, but he's really ready for sex now.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice.
Oh, you suck.
Go away, Peyton.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Anthony, I'm reading this new study that says whether you hook up on the first date, sleep together the very first night, or wait until later on in the relationship when you're closer and you know each other better, it doesn't matter. The quality of the relationship can be the same. Like, you can have just as good a relationship if you slept together within the first hour of knowing somebody or if you waited a few months.
I don't believe that at all.
What part don't you believe?
All of it. I don't believe that at all, because if you sleep with somebody in the first hour, you're never going to see him again. Never.
That's not true.
Name one guy you slept with in the first hour that you even know his name or still talk to him.
He's in the other room on the couch.
You didn't sleep with him the first hour.
Well, it wasn't the first hour, but it was pretty close.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, we basically went for coffee and then we went back to his place.
But you're different. I mean,
no, you said name one person and I did. And I'm not different. One of my best friends has been married to her husband. They have a very close relationship. They have a great sex life. They have two little kids. They're really happy. They slept together instead of going on a date. They didn't even go out. They literally I think they met at a bar and went back to his place. That was it. And they've been together. It's like 15 years. They're still together.
Then I guess it's different for me, because if I sleep with you on date number one, I don't even know your name at that point. I at least have to learn your name and be teased a little bit for me to come back for round two.
Well, that's you. I think what the study is saying is that you have a good relationship and you've been together a long time with somebody that you waited a while to have sex with. I'm in a good relationship with somebody I've been with a long time, and we had sex within the few hours of knowing each other. So that's what the study is saying, that both of those things can be true at the same time.
I want to build it up so big in my head before it happens that it makes me insane.
But see, I think that's just you. I don't think a lot of guys are like that. I think some guys are open. It's like you have sex with somebody and then you start hanging out a little bit more. I don't think you have sex with them thinking this is going to be forever. I doubt you go into the relationship thinking like this is my next boo. I think you just have sex and then you enjoy it. So you do it again. You do it again. Then you're like, you want to come over for dinner. And the next thing you know, you're in a relationship with them and 10 years have passed. Do you think that you can hook up on the very first night and still be with the person years later? Or do you disagree with the study that, no, you have to wait to see if the relationship goes somewhere before it goes anywhere?
Okay, so let's say your husband, when you guys met, how long did it take for him to get you in bed?
I love the fact that you think that he tried to get me in bed and not the opposite way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tried to get him in bed. He was like, I think we should wait.
See, I can totally see him saying that.
Yeah, he did. He waited. He waited a long time. And then we got married and then we got divorced. So there you go. Obviously not the best thing. We waited quite a while. And then we dated for 2 years before we even got married.
He went home, wrote a song about you.
True.
Went out on a second date, wrote another song.
It's true. That's what happened. He was a musician. He wrote a lot of songs about me. And it's like, people are like, wow, he must really be in love with you. I'm like, I don't know. He's not banging me. I have no idea. I don't know what's going on here. I actually broke up with him at one point because he didn't want to have sex with me yet. I was like, yeah, something's wrong with him.
Really?
Yeah, I dumped his ass. And then I changed my mind and I called him back, so he came over.
You changed your mind because nobody else would take your phone call.
That's probably true. That is probably true. Sarah, what do you think? How long did you guys wait?
My boyfriend and I had sex on the second night we had even, like, started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been together for a couple years, and, I mean, we're, like, pretty close to even being, like, we're pretty close to being engaged. And we've been living together since then.
Second night. So at least they waited one day.
I know, but that's what the study is saying, that sleeping with somebody very early on, like within the first day or two, is no different than waiting a really long time. Because if you think of it like this, sexual compatibility, what if you don't have it? Let's say you wait 6 months and you find that the other person is terrible in bed, mm-hmm. or you're not compatible, or they're selfish, and now you've wasted 6 months.
I don't think it works that way for guys, because I can't tell you one girl that I slept with where I went, oh, that was horrible. I'm never doing that again. That was not good.
I'm sorry. I didn't say you'd say that. I'm saying she's saying that about you.
That's what I'm saying. With a guy, we're not going to say, oh, that was not good.
Again, we probably said that. I'm sure there's plenty of women that were like, oh, that Anthony Michaels. I'll never do that again.
I guarantee you can't find a one.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex.
Yes!
Relationships.
Yes!
Advice.
And it's new.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So if you're a Sex and the City fan, you know that they called it the three-date rule, that you waited 3 dates to have sex with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we have this really, like, sex-negative society that's programmed us to, like, slut-shame people. So if you have sex too soon, people are like, oh, my God, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with me? I like sex.
Mm-hmm.
I like sex, so I had it with this person. And you know what? I'm going to keep having it with this person because I still enjoy it. I just think that it's such a weird... The fact that this study was even done... You know, to look at how couples fare after they had sex either early on or they waited. Just the fact that this study even exists is so weird.
Yeah, I say wait. It's no rush. Wait. Give it a week.
Oh, so you're even saying a week now?
Yeah, longer.
Okay, well, a week isn't all that long either. Because you're not going to see somebody every day in that week. Let's say we go out for a date on Wednesday. I'm not seeing you again until, like, you know...
Tuesday the next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the second date. That's the second date right there.
Wait a couple of weeks. 5 dates. Let's say 5 dates.
Okay.
5 really good. And, you know, not 5 I walked you home dates or 5 coffee dates. I'm talking 5 real dates.
I feel like that's such a manipulation. You know, have sex with the person you're dating whenever you feel like you're ready to have sex with the person you're dating. And if you want to wait... You should wait, and if you want to have sex with them, have sex with them. I don't think there should be a rule, like 5 dates. You know, that's weird.
I think that this show is so screwy that every other radio show in the world, the guy says, yeah, let's do it the first night, and the girl goes, oh, let's wait 5 years. This show is complete opposite of anything else.
Hi, Sierra. What side do you fall on?
A lot of times, you know, if you're going to sleep with someone the first night, and I'm talking for girls here, you become kind of undateable. Like, they think of you as a hookup, but right. They don't really want to take the time to get to know you and be a girlfriend because they already can sleep with you. And that's sort of the price that they usually have to pay. But if you sleep with them right away, then they're like, okay, well, I can call her for a booty call.
Thank God that you didn't just say the cow and the milk thing, because I was waiting for that to cut. Yeah, I didn't want to hear that.
Call now, 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Anthony and I are talking about this new study that says if you sleep with somebody on the first night, or if you wait, I don't know, a month, a year, whatever, it doesn't matter. The quality of the relationship could be exactly the same. And Anthony disagrees. He says that's not possible. You should always wait. And I say, jump into bed whenever you want to.
What's the rush? Why you gotta rush?
Because I want to know that I'm sexually compatible with the person that I'm with. See, sex is important to me in a relationship. To me, that rates really high. More than what you do for a living, do you have any money? I don't care about that. Are we sexually compatible? Pretty much number one for me. I want to know that immediately.
You sure got a new show up and running fast.
Sex, relationships, advice.
What's going on here?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, let me ask you this, Anthony. What about a friends with benefits situation? So you have somebody that you're friends with, you start sleeping with them, and that turns into a relationship.
But you're friends already. That's fine. You didn't just meet them. I think that's the perfect scenario, that you guys are friends for, you know, a year, and then you start sleeping together. Then it's the best of both worlds. If you can put up with each other in bed and you like hanging out with each other, that's the relationships that last.
I think the only time that this doesn't work is if I want to have sex with somebody, they don't want to have sex with me. I take no for an answer. Like, that's the only time that it's off the table. Like, I will wait until you are ready.
Right.
It's not like if you won't have sex with me, that's it, it's over. I don't feel that way. But I tend to want to have sex sooner than my male partners do, which is why it worked so well with my boyfriend, who right after coffee was like, let's go back to my place. I was like, oh, I was going to suggest my place, but okay. Yours is good too. Yours is closer.
Well, that's because you wore your ho shirt. I mean, it said ho on it, and he went, okay.
Clearly she a ho. Actually, I had sex with him. I was wearing heels, and we had sex so fast I didn't take my shoes off. So I ended up having sex with my heels on, and he told his best friend about it. Like, to this day, his friend is like, he told me when you guys first started dating, you'd have sex with your heels on. I'm like, that happened once. It happened once. Lauren, is this study crazy or is the study correct? Are they right?
Oh, they're right. Definitely.
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah. See, I met my boyfriend of a year and a half through a mutual friend of ours. And one night we got to talking, and next thing I know, we had the hookup thing. And then we found out we were really compatible, and we've been together ever since.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at CooperAndAnthony.com.
A brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So this guy writes a blog that says, to the guy who stopped me last night in the Ross parking lot. So he was in the parking lot of Ross. The guy stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy who had the screaming three-year-old over my shoulder.
Okay.
I was not kidnapping her.
Oh. Okay.
That happens all the time. You're dragging a kid out of a store and they're screaming.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the last thing you want is somebody to intervene and say, are you stealing this kid or is this your kid?
Right, right. Especially if a kid is like crying bloody murder because you didn't buy the child a toy. Or it's weird. Like, my friend has a kid that just always wants to be in a Halloween costume. She tried to explain to him, first day of school, you cannot wear a Halloween costume. Screaming bloody murder to the point where people were like, are you killing your child? Should we call the police or the authorities? What is going on in the back of that car?
Mm-hmm. So he says, I refused to buy her 4 shower loofahs. He says, I'm a jerk, I know. So she wanted 4 shower loofahs, and he wouldn't buy them, and she started screaming. As I walked, carrying the screaming ball of anger to my car, which happened to be on the other side of the parking lot, you actually had the nerve to stand in front of me and ask me if that was my daughter, if she was okay. To which she prompted, no, I'm not okay. My patience was wearing thin. I unlocked my phone and showed you a family photo wallpaper and continued to my car. You did not know me or my child, yet you were prepared to put yourself in danger to keep my daughter safe. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Not screw you. Not how dare you judge me as a parent. Not how dare you, try to intervene in a family situation that was perfectly normal that a lot of kids and parents go through. I love the fact that it's a twist that the father was saying, thank you for offering to intervene on a situation that really could potentially have been a bad one.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have said this at all. I wouldn't have been this nice. Leave me alone, dude. She wanted 4 shower loofahs. Go back in there and you buy her. My oldest, I remember when he was young, he broke down like that in Target. Mm-hmm. Because he wanted Band-Aids. And I wouldn't buy him Band-Aids. I'm like, no, we have 4 boxes of Band-Aids at home. If you ever get a cut on your finger, we're there.
We're good. Yeah, yeah. You're covered.
But no, stupid people had to put SpongeBob on Band-Aids.
Oh, right. So. And that's why they did it, so that kids would cry and scream and demand that you buy them Band-Aids that are just like the Band-Aids you have at home, except these have SpongeBob on them.
Yeah, but they don't know that the kid is going to be kicking, screaming at the top of their lungs because you won't buy them SpongeBob Band-Aids because you have 700 Band-Aids at home. The last thing you need is more Band-Aids.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
But just remember this.
Sex.
You hear it?
Relationships.
You've heard of this.
And advice.
Time to check out what your situationship is. And if you don't know what a situationship is, it's very simple. Maybe you're not in a relationship. You're in sort of like a weird situation with somebody. You've just broken up, or you're trying to break up, or you think they're cheating, or there's a situation going on in your relationship. It's not quite a relationship. So they're all over the interwebs, and we are out there on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube finding the best ones for you. Here are 5 things she will never do unless you're her boyfriend.
Number 1, delete my dating apps. I don't care how much we've been talking. I don't care how many dates we've been on. If you are not my boyfriend, I'm not deleting those apps anymore.
Okay, so at what point, Anthony, do you think that you should delete a dating app?
The minute you say, are we exclusive?
Right.
So if you have that conversation, delete the app. You know what? It's not that hard to put the app back on.
Yeah, exactly.
So just right.
It's like once you undo it, you can't do it again.
Yeah, or hide it somewhere on your phone where somebody else can't see it. But just don't have it. Don't let me see you using it if we're exclusive. That's not cool.
Right. I think I agree. So I'm with her. Unless you're giving me the boyfriend experience, I'm not going to delete my dating apps. What else has she got?
2, I'm not going to allow myself to sit and daydream about a detailed future with you because even those thoughts in my imagination are the boyfriend experience.
That's nothing to do with him. If you're sitting around and fantasizing about a future with a guy, why is that on him? Why is that his problem?
Right. It's your head.
3, dropping plans for you. I don't even want to say that's a boyfriend experience. That shouldn't really be anyone's experience, but definitely, definitely not an option if you're not my boyfriend.
What do you think about that? Dropping plans for the other person.
No, if you're dating, you should drop the plans that you had planned to go out with me. Spend as much time with me as possible so we can make up our minds.
Needy. I'm sorry. I had a cough there.
Don't go out with your friends when you should be going out with me. If we're past the, let's say, second date, and I say, hey, you want to go out tomorrow night? And you say, no, I'm hanging out with my friends. And then the next night, no, I'm hanging out with my friends. I'm gone.
I disagree 100%. I think you should never, never cancel plans for the person you're with, even if it's your husband.
I don't think you should ever. It's important to have your own friends and your own life, unless you're going out like to bars to like pick up guys. Obviously, don't do that if you're in a relationship, because that's sort of disrespectful. I'm talking about like plans you have with your friends to go out and do stuff or go to a party or something that your boyfriend is not invited to with you. You have to have your own life. I think it's really unhealthy, whether you're in a marriage or whether it's a regular relationship, to give up your whole life and all your friends and everything you do for the person you're with. You have to have your own identity. You have to have your own life.
No, if you're dating me, if we are past the second date onto the third date, drop your friends. No more friends for you. It's all about me.
But that's the reason why it's good to ignore what you just said, because it's going to make you want the girl more because she's not doing what you want. I love that.
No, you have no friends. Well, I'm going out with my friends. How? Impossible. You don't have any. So I know you're cheating on me because you gave up all your friends. You must be going out with another guy.
Okay, that's healthy.
I don't need to tell you who I'm going out with all the time, because that is the boyfriend experience.
So she says that the other thing she will not do unless you're her boyfriend is tell you who she's going out with. That's shady. I'm sorry. That I disagree with.
Bye-bye. Blocked. Yeah. Gone. I'm not putting up with that. Who are you going out with tonight? I can't tell you.
No one, none of your business. Right. That's shady. I think you should always be very honest and be like, I'm going on a date tonight. You know, you and I aren't serious. I'm going on another date. I hope you're dating also.
This goes all back to third date. You no longer have friends. So you can't go out. Unless it's a work thing, then you can tell me it's a work thing. And then I can call the place and make sure that the work thing is happening there. But other than that, you have no more friends. The only thing you have is work, your dog, and me.
Okay, you're not controlling at all. Excellent.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You sure got a new show up and running fast.
Sex, relationships, advice.
What's going on here?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, so we're talking about different situationships that are going on out there in the world, and people are on the internet talking about it. They're on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram, wherever, just telling us what their situationship is. And here's a young lady who caught her boyfriend cheating on camera.
So I addressed them over the loudspeaker and basically said,
hey, you two. Hope you guys are enjoying my house and my couch and my bed and my kitchen and whatever else.
She lives with her boyfriend, and they have one of those home systems where there's cameras everywhere, and you can, like a Ring camera, and you can just sort of talk
back and forth.
So she looks on her Ring camera and she sees, oh, look, there's my boyfriend in our bed with somebody else.
Apparently this girl didn't know that he was my boyfriend at the time, and she was very surprised to hear a voice come over the camera system and address them both.
For me, it would be Mission Impossible. We would have to come in from the ceiling, and we would have to cut the wires on the alarm a certain way, and, you know, feed the dog some Ambien so the dog goes to sleep. It's a whole thing. So this guy's stupid. So he's stupid. He got caught.
See, I suspect he knows he has the Ring camera. I think he wanted to get caught. But let's hear more about what she has to say.
So this man says, I mean, obviously we're done, so I'll go ahead and start moving my stuff out tomorrow.
Excuse me? Tomorrow? Like, you think I'm just going to say, okay, have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your night. You know, take your time. Get out!
And even though he says that she didn't know we were dating beforehand, she sure did stick behind to help him pack his things and drive him to his next location to be homeless.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships,
advice.
Showtime. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Okay, I need your help here, Anthony.
Okay.
I was watching this video on YouTube, and this guy was telling me what men want to hear in bed. Like somebody that is relatively new in your life that you don't know very well, who you either just started sleeping with, you're going to sleep with for the first time maybe. So he's giving advice like what you should and should not say in the bedroom. And Before I tell you what I think, I kind of want to know, you as a guy, is this good advice?
We are invested in how you feel, and we want to make you feel good, especially in bed. So be sure that when you're in bed with a man, you're taking every opportunity to share with him how you're feeling. He will love it, he will appreciate it, and will help him understand how to make you happy.
No, this is what I want to hear. What do you want on your sandwich? That's what I want to hear. The minute we're done, I'm going to leave. I want to hear that.
You want to hear that, huh?
Yeah, and would you like me to turn on Family Guy? Those are the things I want to hear when I'm in bed.
Okay, so that's a little better advice than this guy. Okay, well, let's hear another one of his tips. Maybe you'll agree with this one.
How turned on you are. And this is so important because men are not mind readers. We really don't know. We are guessing a lot of the times, and we're trying to pick up on signs of whether or not what we're doing is getting your motor running or not.
I have no idea what he said. This dude drives me crazy. So the other thing I want to hear, would you like me to call my best friend to come over and join us? See, we want to hear that.
Yeah, this is much better advice.
Yeah, that's the things we want. There's a 20 in my purse. You can take it. We want to hear that.
You want to get paid, too?
Why not? I'll clean your bathroom as soon as we're done. Thank you.
Why would she clean your bathroom?
I don't know. This is things I want to hear when I'm in bed.
Things you want to hear. Okay.
Right.
What other advice does this guy have? Let's see. Maybe there's something you agree with.
Is specific instructions and requests. Now, why is this so hot? Because fundamentally, men love structure. We love operating within structure. And I want you to think of specific instructions as a roadmap to your pleasure.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay, I'll go with that one. Sure. Yeah. I love that it's always guys that are not getting laid who are telling you everything about getting laid.
He hasn't been laid this year.
This century.
You can turn on the video camera now if you like. That's what I want to hear. Would you like to order Grubhub? I'm paying.
You want to hear that in bed.
That's what I want to hear.
The only thing I want to hear is, what's my safe word? What am I listening for?
Poodle! Poodle!
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice.
Please say the name of the person you wish to call.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We're learning a lot about relationships based on what people are posting on their social media. And next, we're going to learn the things that you should never do on a first date.
And we're going to find out how we should slide into somebody's DMs with a little class.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Come on, give it to me.
Call now. 888-460-6002.
Sex, relationships,
advice.
Okay, so we're talking about different situationships that are going on out there in the world, and people are happy to get on social media and share whatever their relationship situation is, whether they're first getting into something, or whether they're making a rule for this year, or whatever is going on, advice, that kind of stuff. And Anthony and I have been sort of loosely following this woman because she has a lot of rules, and I thought, let's just jump to number 24.
Because she's very hot.
But she has 24 rules. So far.
The appearance, very hot. Everything else, not so much.
If I'm slightly on the fence about a girl friend of yours, I'm not talking about your childhood bestie that you grew up with and she's your best friend, la 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 la. I'm talking about like a girl you recently followed on Instagram that I know for a fact is not your friend. But if I bring somebody up to you and you use the statement, I can't have friends now? Why can't I have friends though? I can't have friends?
But girls say the same thing. He's my
friend. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we do.
Yeah, so if I can't say it, you can't say it.
Right, so if you see that I'm texting with somebody while we're on a date or while we're out or whatever, and I'm texting back and forth, you're like, who are you texting? A friend. Well, I can't have friends now. But the minute anyone says to you, I can't have friends now, you are not exclusive. They are not that into you.
If he is texting somebody when he's on a date with you, it's another girl he's hooking up with after the date he's done with you.
Exactly, because he knows that either you're not going to go home with him, he's not going to go home with you, it's not happening, so he's texting his booty call or his FWB. Okay, so we do say she's a tad high maintenance. However, she does have some good advice.
Here's a list of things that men need to stop doing on first dates. Starting off strong with number one, drinking too much.
Same thing for girls.
Yeah, don't get too drunk on a first date or on a date.
Not inquiring about my life. Why am I asking you a million questions and you're just answering them and then the date ends?
That's definitely a red flag on a date. Like, the whole point of a date is to get to know somebody, not to sit there and talk about yourself. Like, I feel like that's definitely a red flag. You should be asking the other person some questions about their life, not interview questions like, where do you see yourself in 5 years and do you want children? I feel like that's a little too thirsty.
I hate a dress shoe, generally, like, unless you're, like, at a wedding. So please don't walk up to me with, like, a black patent leather flat. I don't even know what else to call it other than a dress shoe. I hate them, and please don't wear them.
You hate a dress shoe?
Don't wear a dress shoe on a date with her, she says. That's interesting. That's sort of old school. Because remember, like, I feel like when I was dating, that was a thing. Like, we would judge guys by the shoes they wore. That was a thing. Like, it told us everything about you based on what shoes you showed up on a date. And she doesn't like a dress shoe. Not because she doesn't like dress shoes, because she probably doesn't. But it's what it says about the guy.
So what the hell am I supposed to wear?
A sneaker? Something more casual?
You women are so confusing.
Well, yeah, that's why we're doing this segment, so you can learn something.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
Did you hear that?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
One thing I can say is I've never slid into a DM. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know how to do it.
That's because you're not on Instagram. I mean, there's DMs everywhere. You can do it on Twitter and whatever, but mostly it's Instagram, and you basically just hit somebody up on their direct message, you know, in the messaging thing, and it's somebody you don't know. But if you want to slide into the DMs, we found this girl who can explain how to do it successfully.
If you want to say something that is captivating, that is interesting, that hooks them, that makes them want to reply, a good rule of thumb, think about the message you're going to send and be like, if I got this, would I reply? Also, sometimes, like, guys will leave things on scene for a minute and then they'll reply like hours later because they're kind of like caught off guard and they need a minute to like muster up a good reply.
Send her my wiener.
Have you seen my wiener?
Has that ever worked?
This is why I don't slide in the DM.
Have you seen my wiener?
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships,
advice.
Showtime. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
If you and the kids ever went on an airplane together, what rights do you have, do you think, to ask somebody to switch seats with you? Like, okay, so you book the tickets and let's say Brandon gets his own seat. Can you ask the person sitting next to Brandon if you can switch with them?
I don't think I would ever do that. I would never ask somebody to give up their seat because here's my way of thinking. Mm-hmm. When the plane goes down, they're going to use the seating chart and say Anthony was in seat 32A. So that burnt crust of bones is Anthony.
Oh, I see. Instead of the woman that it actually is because she's switched seats with you.
Yes. So I don't want to be the woman that was supposed to sit there. Sit in the seat you're assigned.
Right. That's an interesting way to look at it because there's some controversy going on right now over this one woman. So she had a window seat. And if you're going on a very long flight, and this was like a very long, they were going from California to Japan. It was a long flight. She specifically wanted the window seat so she can lean up against the plane, take her sleeping pill, and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So a mom said to her, "My son is in the seat next to you. I'm sitting back here in a middle seat. Can you come sit back here in the middle seat so I can sit next to my son?" And she's like, "I'm not giving up my window seat." And the woman was like, "But I want to sit next to my son." And she's like, "Then you should have booked two seats together. Like, you knew the two seats were apart. You booked them like that, thinking that you're just going to ask the person sitting next to your son to switch." She only targeted this one woman who had a window seat next to her son. So the woman in the window seat said, "No, that's not my problem." And it's amazing how many moms got on her. This was all went down on Reddit. This all these moms that were like, "How can you not switch? She should be next to her son." And then all these other people were like, wait, I travel a lot. Why is it my responsibility to make sure your kid is sitting next to you? Isn't that your responsibility? No.
So if you're too dumb when you book a plane to book two seats next to each other, not my fault. I know how the plane booking works. I've flown many times in my life, so I know how that works. So if you can't figure that out, then you can't sit next to your son.
I don't know. I feel like it depends on how long the flight is. I mean, if it's an hour, 2 hours, sure, I'll go. I'll switch with you. What's the big deal? I'm just going to be sitting and, you know, listening to a podcast or our radio show to see how we did. You know, it doesn't matter where I sit. If it's an hour or 2 hours, no big deal. But if it's a long flight, we're going to Japan. No, I'm not sitting in a middle seat. Like, I specifically booked my window seat because I knew I was going to Japan. I knew I was going to take a sleeping pill. I wanted to just pass out.
You don't get awards when you're stupid. Sorry. And speaking of podcasts, you can get ours at cooperandanthony.com.
And listen, next time you're on a plane.
Yeah, and you got to switch seats with an idiot who doesn't know how to book a plane ticket.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Listening to the Cooper and Anthony podcast. They're very loud, these two.
I
can't hear you.
cooperandanthony.com. And it's uploaded every single day.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Sex Hour, an hour of your sex and relationship questions.
Why did you like it, baby?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It is time for the Sex Hour on the show. This is when you guys call with your sex and relationship situations, and we get a chance to help you and give you advice.
So what you do is you call 888-460-6002. Ask a question. Cooper's a psychologist. She will give you the answer.
Allison, what's going on?
So I've been living with my boyfriend for almost a year now, and everything is, like, fine and everything, but he won't go down on me he won't do anything for me except for have sex with me, but he expects me to do things for him.
All right, so everything isn't fine. We've been together for a year, and it's fine. All right, you need to have a talk with him. Give him a deadline for him to change his ways, okay? If he's not going to, if he's takes a hard line, like a hard no, you might have to move out. But give him the opportunity to explain himself. Like, allow him the chance to explain why he's so selfish. Is he selfish in general? Is he selfish around the house? Is it only in bed? You know, but give him a chance to do something about it. That's the whole idea of living together, is that you learn something about somebody, you don't like it, it really doesn't work for you, and then you talk to them about it, and you give them a chance to fix whatever that is. You know, here's the thing, though. If it was just the oral sex, I'd say he has an issue with oral sex, and we can have a conversation about that. But the fact that he doesn't do anything else for you, the oral sex is really the least of your problems. I think the first order of business, you are not to give him oral until this is resolved. And I wouldn't normally give you that advice to, like, withhold sex, because I hate that. Mm-hmm. But in this scenario, he's getting everything he wants. So you have to show him what it's like to not get what you want once in a while. But you've been living there for a year, so you have a sense of who he is, and it's not making you happy, and it's unfair sexually. But I say give him the opportunity to do something about it. Give him a deadline. If he doesn't meet that deadline and nothing's changed, you might need to move out.
Some girls, it's fun and great to do that too. Some girls, not so much. And it doesn't mean he doesn't like you or he's not in love with you. It's not that exciting to do that to you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it was only the oral sex, then I would say, well, he's got a problem with oral sex for different reasons and we can discuss it. But she's saying he doesn't do anything around the house, doesn't do anything for her, that it's all about him, that he's a really selfish lover, and it sounds like a really selfish person.
888-460-6002.
Wait a minute.
What is this show?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
What do you want?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Sex Hour.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
1 hour, a whole hour of your sex calls. It's the Sex Hour.
Yeah, and Dr. Cooper, that'd be me right here for you. Whatever question you have, please give a call. Charlie, what's going on with you?
Hey, I met a girl 2 years ago in Spain, and I was with her for about 5 months, and we had a great relationship. Came back, lived together, not together, but in the same city, continued as students, and our sex life went downhill the day we came back to the States. And so for a year and a half, she's lost her sexual drive, and I've stayed the same. If you could give me some health advice on her end and maybe some life planning advice on my end.
All right. I don't think it's a health issue with her. So once you're in the same city, it changes the dynamic of the relationship. And that change doesn't seem to be working for her. This is like people who have affairs because the hotness is in the unavailability and the danger of it. But once you free yourself from your commitments and you can be together, the sex usually fades because it's not about the sex. It's about something else. So for others, a long distance relationship works better because it allows both people to remain autonomous, you know, independent, have their own lives. She can live her life. You can live yours. And the sex is great when you get together because you don't have the day-to-day stuff to deal with. You know, she doesn't know if you leave your socks on the floor or if you talk to your mother on the phone every day or if you leave dishes in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
That's real intimacy. Intimacy is tough for some people. You know, somewhere along the line, she got the message that relationships are not supportive and they're not loving and they're not intimate. You know, she may have grown up seeing relationships as being more negative than positive, more trouble than they're worth, you know, that kind of thing. And that she may feel real intimacy is not a turn on. It doesn't feel safe emotionally. It doesn't turn her on. So it's not you, it's her. You know, you should address this exact thing that I just told you and try to break through that barrier with her. Have real intimacy emotionally and connect with her. And then your sex life should follow. But if she's not interested in being intimate with you, like real connected couple stuff, then she has something else going on that has nothing to do with you. And unless she gets therapy, I don't see how that relationship is going to continue.
And she's really not used to running water and electricity, so she's getting used to that.
What? She lives in Spain.
Spain doesn't have that stuff. So
it does.
There's no running water, no electricity.
It's a major country with major metropolises.
No, she comes here. She has water. She has heat to cook her food. She has the internet. So there's a lot of things to get over once you come in from a third world country.
It's not
country.
A third world country. Madrid, Barcelona, probably much more sophisticated than some of the cities we have here.
No, so you got to give her time. Show her how to wash clothes because she's just banging them against the rock. So there's a lot that she's got to deal with because she's in a whole new world.
Yeah, Charlie, ignore him. Listen, what
Anthony's
I said.
Right.
Play that again. Anthony's right. Not.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
You sure got a new show up and running fast.
Sex, relationships, advice.
What's going on here?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Coming up, is sex an addiction? Cooper loves this because she studied that.
My favorite question. And a woman lives in a BDSM relationship 24/7.
The Sex Hour.
What is that?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
A whole hour.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Cooper's like the female Google. So you call up and then you say, hey, I wonder about this because I don't know. And then Cooper will tell you the right answer during the Sex Hour.
Yeah, you know, I got an education for you. I went to graduate school. I got my PhD, so that way I can answer some real questions for you as opposed to people out there that are like, I'm a life coach. Anyway, Kelly, Kelly, what's your question?
I was wondering, what exactly is the difference between somebody that really just enjoys sex and has the desire to be extremely sexually active and actually being addicted to sex?
Oh, Kelly, I'm so glad you called because this is a super important question. Okay, first let me tell you that psychologists disagree that there's even such a thing as sex addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that it's just sex shaming people who enjoy like masturbating a lot or having a lot of sex. And it shames people with high sex drives who maybe like go to sex workers and stuff like that, or like, you know, whatever's normal for them. And to call their normal sex life an addiction, it's insulting and it's inaccurate. So a lot of people feel that sex, using the term sex addiction, is just sex shaming. Those same people would also argue that the other reason sex addiction is not an addiction is because it doesn't fall into the parameter of an addiction being something you need more and more of to get the same high, which is true of drugs, but not sex. You know what I mean? Like, if you're doing a certain drug, you do a little bit and you get a big high. Next time you got to do a little more to get that same high, et cetera, et cetera. Sex doesn't work like that because sex is more of a behavior and it doesn't affect the brain the same way. However, the other side of the argument is that addiction is addiction, and it's defined not by frequency, not by quantity. So if you have sex all day long, every single day, and that's normal for you, it's fine. But it's defined by how much of a consequence it is in your life. So you can have an addiction to sex if the consequences are bad, if you no longer go to work, if it ruins your relationships, if, you know, if you go by that, then sex is an addiction like any other. But the one thing that we do all agree on is that there is a very small percentage of people who are truly sex addicts. The majority of people who say they're sex addicts, they don't want to have accountability for their actions. So they misuse addiction to make themselves look like victims and they have a disease instead of taking responsibility for their own actions. So sex addiction does exist. It's not as many people as you hear about. And by the way, it's not in the DSM. That's what psychologists use to diagnose people. It's not in there as an addiction. And the National Institute of Mental Health, that's Washington, D.C., the government, whatever, calls it a mental health problem and not an addiction. So hope that answered your question.
Wouldn't that be great to call in sick to work and not be actually sick, but just you can't stop having sex all day? That's a great place to live.
But see, now that's an addiction. Like that, there's consequences there.
But it would
You're
just
missing
be
work.
Fun.
You're going to get fired.
I can't stop having sex. That's, that would be awesome.
That sounds awful. Get off me.
You ain't got to be there. I'm just...
Call now. 888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
What do you want?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Sex Hour.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So on the Sex Hour, whatever's going on in your life, anything that's happening that you're like, is this normal? Is this weird? Should I do something about it? That's a good opportunity to call us and ask some questions. I have a PhD. Anthony doesn't, but he's going to give you advice anyway.
I'm a doctor. We discussed this the other night.
Oh, right. You're a doctor like Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre and Dr. J and Dr. Love and all those people. I could be that.
Lara, what's your question?
Okay, I live in a 24/7 BDSM relationship. So basically, I have a master and I'm the slave.
So what was it previously?
Before, I was living it, like, it was just like an occasional thing. It wasn't like 24/7. This is my life.
So what's your question?
I've never really found like an objective third party to tell me, is this like some, like, is this a bad thing? Like, I don't view it because it's like been great for me sexually, but so many people are like upset that this is how my life is.
Okay, so if everything is consensual and above board and you're both into it, why would you care what anybody else thinks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as this, well, because people in your life, they know, they come over. It's sometimes obvious. But as long as there's no abuse going on and nobody's there against their will, then what's the problem? You know, and frankly, as a dom, which is what you are, which she says master, but, you know, we say dominatrix. Why would you care what other people think? I mean, a real dom would be like, screw off. So be the dom that you are in your heart and dominate the situation. When anybody tells you it bothers them, tell them to screw off, that it's not their business. Unless... unless you're doing something in front of other people that makes them uncomfortable, like don't walk him around on a leash or have him sit on the floor and eat out of a bowl while you're having dinner with friends or force him not to talk when you're around other people, then it's an invasion of other people's privacy and their rights to not be part of your play. It's unfair to drag others into your BDSM lifestyle because that's not their choice. It's rude, it's wrong, and then they have an opinion, and they're allowed to have an opinion, you know. So including others in your game, not cool. But if you're not doing that, then it's your business and nobody else's. And if your friends are kink-shaming you, then it might be time to reevaluate those friendships.
It really does scare me sometimes that you know so much about this. And the whole time you're talking, I'm thinking in my head, I know your ex-husband, and I know your boyfriend, about the same. And I'm trying to think in my head, which one of those would have been on all four with a leash? Would have been the husband or the boyfriend? And it would have been the husband.
You're right. That's who it would have been.
Oh, God. Okay, that's enough. I can't think any more about that.
And by the way, everything that we talk about on the sex show... Sorry. And by the way, everything we've talked about on the Sex Hour... I have written articles about for you guys to give you more information, to give you resources. There's all kinds of clickable links. Go to CooperandAnthony.com and find it.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.